Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of What the Fitness by me, Casey Pauline. I've had a lot of texts and messages come over to me about my thoughts on the ketogenic diet. And before I jump into that, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite things that you might have seen me post on my Instagram story before or in my Instagram feed, and that is Kavita drinks. And Kavita drinks are a kombucha brand, and what kombucha is, it's a variety of fermented beverages that helps with gut health. And the ones with Kavita drinks, they contain probiotics, and I love these drinks. My favorite line from Kavita is their sparkling probiotic drink. Favorite flavor of all time so far is the mojito, lime, mint, and coconut. And they're just so refreshing. They taste so good. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't really like taking a lot of pills in terms of getting in minerals or vitamins and things like that. So Kavita, they contain a lot of probiotics, and they're great because you can drink them instead of having to take a pill, and they taste great. And you can find Kavita in many of your local grocery stores, anything like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, or even places like Publix, Kroger, in the health food section, any places like that. So highly recommend checking them out. A lot of them are very low carb, no fat, little bit of protein, or maybe none at all, but they are very good. I drink one almost every single morning. So definitely go check them out on Instagram if you're not following them already, at Kavita Drinks, or you can go directly to their website, kavita.com. That is K-E-V-I-T-A. So guys, enough on that. We're going to jump right into the keto diet. And so, like I said before, I've received a lot of texts from friends and DMs from people who've asked what my thoughts are on the keto diet. And while I've never done the keto diet myself, I have known people who have done it and seen great results, but I've also known people who've done it and didn't really care for it afterwards. And with any kind of meal plan or nutrition recommendation, there's of course always going to be pros and cons. So some of the pros that I've seen and read about or heard from friends who've done the keto diet, they have said that of course it's great for fat loss and dropping body fat, essentially. But the cons were that it's not necessarily sustainable, and you do feel like you don't have a lot of energy at first when you start to do it. Now, I've read up on the ketogenic diet before, and what I found to be true is that yes, it's low carb and higher fat, and it's supposed to help your body use fat for energy instead of carbs, which is known as ketosis. And to break that down further, what ketosis means is that your body is breaking down fat and releasing molecules called ketones into your bloodstream, and then your body uses those ketones as its primary fuel source, since you're severely limiting carbs, and carbs are your body's preferred source of energy. And of course, we all love carbs. I know I do. It's just human nature. But the purpose of the keto diet is it's essentially supposed to change your body, the way that your body uses fuel, without having so many of those carbs. But a huge factor in why the keto diet has come up a lot for success, and I think a reason why I've gotten so many questions on it, is because everybody's focusing on the weight loss from it. So everybody's only looking at the positive effects of that. Nobody is really looking at or understanding what the cons are of the keto diet. And a big con of the keto diet already that a lot of people might know is that it is very low carb. And going low carb for too long can actually have a negative toll on the way that your body uses fuel. So a lot of people who start the keto diet, they can experience something that's called the keto flu. And you may have heard that term before or not, but basically the keto flu refers to how you're feeling when you enter that ketosis stage. So you may have side effect feelings of being very tired or dizzy, and even a lack of motivation to exercise. And those symptoms, they can go anywhere from lasting to 3 days to 3 weeks or longer. And I don't know about you guys, but that does not sound like fun to me, especially if you do a lot of intense workouts like I do. I do a lot of high intensity workouts and sprint work, strength training, things like that. Another pro from the keto diet is that, yes, you can lose quite a good amount of weight on it, but that initial weight loss from the keto diet is going to be water weight. And that's true with any kind of new plan that you start or crazy fad that you might have done in the past. It's normal to drop a lot of water weight at first, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're truly losing body fat. And plus, when you get on the scale, remember the scale isn't an only term of measurement for progress anyway. So I always say go by how your clothes fit, go by how your energy is. But with any kind of diet and with the keto diet, you're essentially going to be losing mostly water weight at first. And another con about the keto diet is that your fruits and vegetables are limited, and those are really big essentials to help our bodies get in the minerals, vitamins, and fiber that we need. And on the keto diet, you're very limited when it comes to fiber. And in the long run, that's not going to be a good thing, because fiber is a big key component to not only proper digestion, but it also helps us to feel fuller in between meals, and it actually helps with weight loss in itself too. And of course, not to be TMI, but if you're not getting enough fiber, you're probably going to experience constipation on the keto diet. Sorry, not sorry. That is just being honest. And as far as working out goes on the keto diet, if you're a person who performs a lot of HIIT, like I said, the high intensity interval training, that kind of cardio, or if you're doing plyometrics, like a lot of jumping movements, or somebody who's looking to even put on muscle, increase muscle mass and increase your strength, following a keto diet may be too hard to do that with that type of exercise, because for a lot of those exercises in that high intensity workout regimen, we do need those carbs for energy, right? And so the keto diet, since it requires very little carbs, your athletic performance when it comes to those types of workouts can suffer a bit, or quite a bit actually. So if you're working out more so for endurance, the keto diet may work better for you, because it actually helps your body to rely more on using body fat for energy and less on those carb sources. So you're basically training your body to take energy from the fat sources instead of relying on the food sources that you would get through eating carbs. So overall, I mean, my thought on the keto diet is that it may be good for a short-term goal, but as far as long-term goes, I don't think it's a good idea. And that's just me personally. For me, I know I wouldn't be able to go without carbs. I would probably be cranky and hangry all the time. But it, I mean, like I said, it might be easy in the short term to go carb-free for a certain point in time or for a short amount of time. But the thought of not being able to eat like my favorite foods could become too hard. And then once that happens, you could possibly start putting restrictions on foods, which shouldn't be the case when making fitness and health a fun part of your lifestyle, right? And that's what I'm all about. And that's what I try to help my clients do, and help anybody that wants to do that. So I personally would not, I don't think I would ever try the keto diet, but I guess you can never say never on that. But of course, any type of weight loss simply just comes down to calories in versus calories out and the amount of energy that you expend each day. So by no means am I saying the keto diet is a terrible idea. I would always say to check with a dietitian first before you start any kind of new regimen. But if you try it and it works for you, that's great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. The ketogenic diet is just like any other lifestyle change. So bottom line is you just have to do what makes you happy and find something that you can stick to and be consistent with. So I hope that helps those of you who had questions about the keto diet and what my thoughts are on it. Like I said, I haven't done it before. I just don't think it would work for my type of lifestyle and the type of exercise activity that I do. But hey, if you've done it, let me know your thoughts on it. I think it would be interesting to know. But that is going to be it on the keto. So go eat a Cheeto. I'm totally kidding. I just wanted to make a rhyme there. I know that's lame. But anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe. Give this episode a comment or a good review to show your support. Don't forget to find me on Instagram, Casey Pauline Fitness, where I post some more fit tips on there and exercise videos for you guys, as well as a blog post here and there. But if you guys are interested in online coaching and want to put the fun back into your fitness goals, check out cpfitclub.com, and just email me your goals. But till then, keep on being the badass that you are. Be cool, be confident. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you guys in the next chit chat on What the Fitness and other crazy shenanigans soon. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.